Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Boog Shumby.
You know that arrow?
That's my guy. I love Boog.
Cubs play-by-play man for the Marquee Network.
By the way, Nico Horner, I think it's Rinaldi's. He's got his own pizza. It has pineapple on it. Just a note. In the air, left field, playable for Castro.
The Cali thing.
All the latest news and notes on the Chicago Cubs.
One out, one strike away from the postseason. 8-4, Cubs lead the Pirates. Bottom of the ninth, two outs. In the air, left field, there's Hat. He's got it. Ball game. The Cubs are headed to the postseason. For the first time since 2020, the Cubs are going to the playoffs. And fittingly enough, it ends in the hands of Ian Happ, the kid from Pittsburgh, the longest tenured Chicago athlete.
Boog Shumby.
Spiegel and Holmes. They have a video component to their show.
On 670 The Score.
We do. If you're watching on YouTube, thank you very much. If you're watching on Twitch, what's up? That man's Boog Shumby. He is here hanging out with us for a little while before he does the national call of tonight's game. I would like to throw something in for the record.
Yes.
I would like a nomination. I would like to add Boog to the Adam Amin, John Vincent hug club.
Oh, really?
I think he's a good hugger.
That's impressive. Congrats on that. John Vincent.
That feels nice. John Vincent's a good hugger. Been hugged by him. Adam Amin. Been hugged by Adam Amin a lot. Adam Amin's a really good hugger.
Yeah. So where'd you learn? Where'd you train? Where'd you go to hugging school?
I mean, honestly, I would say it's just a gift. It's just a gift. It's like, you know, some people are born with it and some people aren't.
Yeah.
Actively, I think, I'm a good hugger. By the way, I'll just tell you this. I don't know when it's going to be, but I'm going to demand that the next time that I'm here, I want one of these placards.
A nameplate?
And what I wanted to say is Boog Shumby, and where yours says 670 The Score, I want mine to say just stopping by.
Need a stopping by one. We'll flip these around so people can see it.
I'm pretty sure we can make that happen.
Okay.
By the way,
thanks.
Like, you were impressed.
Yeah, I was.
You walked. I mean, well, you famously called us a very important radio show.
Yeah, no doubt.
So,
when did
so
I do that?
Now you did that.
Oh,
you did
yeah.
That. We run it as a promo now.
Oh.
You say stuff, we think it's cool, and then we make it a promo and we hear you again.
I love that. I love me some me.
Right there with
you. We love you too, man. And we appreciate you stopping by because we know that you got all sorts of numbers to crunch and
hugging.
Stuff to. Yeah, you're a good man and thorough. Very important.
Let me give you some numbers right off the bat.
Oh, boy.
Okay. In these playoffs so far, playoff starting pitchers against the Cubs have a 6.62 ERA, giving up a 273 batting average. 13 of the earned runs the Cubs have scored have been against starters. Bullpens for the Padres and the Brewers have a 0.81 ERA, a 173 batting average against, giving up just 3 earned runs in 33 and a third.
Uh-huh.
Why are the bullpens so much more effective in this little sample so far than the starters are?
Against the Cubs?
Yeah.
I don't think it's a thing. I think you have a sample size of two teams. One of them, their whole deal is their bullpen in the Padres. And then everybody that comes out of the Brewers bullpen kind of throws a bazillion. I mean, I found, you know, talked to Mike Petriello last night and had him update a number for me. This Chicago Cubs team has faced
more velocity in this postseason than any team has ever faced in any postseason. The average two- or four-seam fastball is about 96.5. Hang on, I have it here somewhere. But ultimately, unless you think in 1998 that someone was throwing on average 97, one of those teams, and I'm here to tell you, not likely. Yeah, I would say that ultimately the Cubs right now are facing the highest level of velocity that anybody has ever seen. So I asked Craig Counsell yesterday, why is a team that overall didn't strike out, it didn't swing and miss so much, striking out and swinging and missing so much? Because they're facing absurd velocity. Yeah, it is this year's Cubs team in the playoffs. The average fastball they faced, average, is 96.7. Jeez.
Well, I mean, that definitely makes it more difficult. I mean what's crazy about it is that we've become so numb to velo that we've seen a couple of guys throw 104, and we're like, oh.
Yeah. Well,
I was watching Duran the other night from Philly, and that 99 looks easy.
Right. No, so on an individual basis, as of game two, the Cubs had faced the four fastest pitches in the history of the postseason.
It's nuts. And Ian Happ said yesterday that as a hitter going against bullpen guys, you're trying to tell yourself, let me be patient and let me see what he's got. And before you know it, you're behind in the count.
Yes.
And then your mindset shifts and the anxiety raises and
that's
you're in trouble.
Why, I mean, you know, look, my hitting video, as I tell JD all the time, it'll be coming out soon. Stay tuned for that. It'll be available through Amazon. But
I'd buy
Jake Bowers last night. What are you doing taking two pitches? Like, he was basically not competing for the first two pitches to get himself in a two-strike situation against Brad Keller. Like, that's no bueno. It was I mean, literally, the first one was like an auto, I'm not really trying, and then something happened. I mean, it was – he basically was like, I'm just going to sit it out for a couple of pitches, and it's 0-2, and then it's like, bud, you're down to one strike. Like, that is not the move.
Hey, man, this is your ballpark. This is where you work. Those guys, was it Alex Faust? He's got the audacity to be sitting in your chair. That is offensive to me,
that
frankly.
That is not offensive.
But anyway.
Look, because I'm a jackass and everybody knows it, I did walk into the booth yesterday and it's totally quiet and Alex is in there. I don't think Ronnie was in there. He might have been, but it's totally quiet. And I walk in there and it's quiet and I waited a beat and I just went, the hell's going on in here? And then everybody turns around and looks at me. And I was like, I'm just kidding.
That's Alex Faust of TNT and Ron Darling. They're kidding. Using the booth that Marquee usually uses.
Yeah, that's right.
We met someone from the crew of TBS and TNT. Like, how many credentials was it?
94 credentials.
Wow.
For TBS and their people. But I wanted to know what that – if you felt that last night with your Cubs sensibilities and your national sensibilities, that was a tense evening. And eventually at the end, like the sense of relief, the win was just a relief for the Cub fans that were in there. That was horrifying as much as it was fun from a local perspective.
Yeah, it was tense, no doubt. But I think games like that, I'm just in it. So I'm just calling it, and I don't know that I'm quite as like locked in on like the big picture type stuff. I mean, you certainly you feel the tension. I don't think there's any doubt about it. So you feel it, but I've done so many games. It's one of the things that was so much fun about coming here is I had done so many games here nationally and locally, but nationally. So I've been in all of the booths. So like I had a relationship with Keith who, you know, is basically the guy who we see every single day. It doesn't feel quite as odd. I think just because I've been there before.
Understood.
Cubs fans, and it happened with Speaks' wife, Steen, last night. I think anyone who like loves the Cubs had that emotional release after the win last night. And it was needed, Boog, because we hear it. We hear from people, whether it's via Twitch or on YouTube or people calling us or texting. And it just felt like
I described it as it felt like a football team like trying to hang on at the end, watching yesterday's game, that they were just trying to hang on, and they did. And
we're punting again?
Yeah, right. but it's like Iowa football, you know? So
wow.
Alex feels seen by that.
I was about to
one.
Say there's a
You're not wrong. Yeah. You're not wrong.
But I was happy for everyone that there was that moment, because it's been as tense as you could think for a team that was being in the playoffs for the first time in 5 years.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think when you're talking about low-scoring, close games, it's going to be tense. I mean, it's just it's that simple. I mean, look, it may be different, but if you could – the only thing you're going to tell me is that the Cubs are going to put up a 7 tonight. I'm betting on it may not be that tense.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, it can be. I mean, it's not like it can't be, but I'm just saying – I think that's sort of, you know, the things that go hand in hand, and you just deal with it. It's part of the charm of the postseason.
What intrigues you about the pitching possibilities tonight? Not necessarily, you know, starters with Boyd and Peralta, but even beyond. What are you thinking about?
To me, the bigger thing. Oh, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I am curious to talk to Craig Counsell about. What matchups is he going to allow that he's somewhat worried about? You understand what I'm saying?
I do.
So what matchups early in the game, later in the game, is he like, but this is my best option. So, you know, maybe one of the lefties against Yelich or something along those lines, or one of the righties against Vaughn. I don't know, but I think it's if it goes well for the Cubs, based on the conversation we've been having, I think it probably is going to look a lot like it did last night.
Where maybe it is a little clunky and ugly, and you just kind of hang on and do your thing and survive to put the pressure then back on the Brewers for Game 5.
Yeah, no doubt. And then, but even that, I mean, I think Joe Sheehan wrote this great thing. Can I read? Can I do a little bit
please,
of reading?
Please, yeah.
We're used to people reading Joe Sheehan on the Score airwaves.
Yeah, we know it well.
But because
I love the matchup thought. I was watching it last night. Pete Crow Armstrong got to face two righties among relievers.
Yes.
It's like, so Pat Murphy's like, well, I'm gonna live with that, to your point. Sometimes you got to live with an inopportune matchup against somebody that you hope doesn't be the one that kills you.
Yeah, the one that, you know, that Joe talked about was – you know, basically the other day, and I know we get hooked on it, but it's the momentum thing. And Joe wrote this after the Yankees game. He said, this won't happen, but I would like yesterday's game to serve as the final nail in the coffin in the concept of momentum in baseball. The Blue Jays won their final four games of the regular season, needing every one of them to win the AL East. They won the first game of the series 10-1. They won the second game 13-7. They led the third 6-1 in the third inning. If momentum in baseball actually existed, the Blue Jays would have gone on to another blowout win and be setting their place in the ALCS. I mean, now they are. The momentum didn't shift. That's not what happens. And then he writes, seriously, man. Open the schools. Momentum is a physical property related to mass and velocity that in sports has simply come to mean the property possessed by a team that is currently doing well.
I'm going to lose speech for the rest of the show now.
It's word-shaped air spouted in lieu of an original idea. Momentum in sports isn't real. And if the Yankees 9, Blue Jays 6 can't convince you of that, nothing.
Momentum is tomorrow's starting pitch.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Cheers.
It was going so well, too. The segment was going so well. But how about here? How about this, Boot? Within a ball game, is there momentum within a ball game?
Yes.
That is, and this is what I've been saying. But within a game, like when Craig himself says, boy, that home run, it changed the whole stadium.
No question.
The Suzuki homer against the Padres.
The
right. Happens all the time. You
happens
can feel that. And so, like, I believe that momentum is a thing within a single ball game, not from game to game.
I agree. The only thing is that even inside a ball game, it's like it doesn't change for any real reason. You know what I'm saying? It's like Judge hits the homer the other night. Like, what happened? You know, I mean, he's Aaron Judge is part of it, but I just think you see it happen too much that guys are pitching well until they aren't.
Mm-hmm.
And it's why these guys manage the bullpen the way they do so aggressively and don't wait until their eyes. Because if they wait until their eyes tell them it is too late, then there are rockets flying all over the place.
Yeah.
It's why you do it in advance that way. And I'm here to sit here to tell you it sucks the fun out of sports. I get it. It just sucks the fun out of sports. But it doesn't make it less so, in my opinion.
We've been having a fun conversation about PCA, and Boog Shambi is here joining us. And Gallagher Way, as he's getting ready to make the call on the national side of this. We've been talking about PCA, and I have come around on PCA.
How so?
There was a part of me that's like, I don't know, he seems a little too cute by half sometimes. And now I'm all in on the, I want him to be emotional. For the duration of this series, I think that they could use a little bit of that. And I think that he's a guy that, if he's trying to find it, I don't want him to stifle himself. I need him to be himself. And if that means that he flares up a little bit at what he thought was not a swing and miss, if that means that he needs to play like his hair is on fire, I want that from him, especially in this series.
Yeah, I mean, look, you want him to be who he is.
Yes.
I think the hope is my concern every now and again is he his own worst enemy at times? Is he too hard on himself? Like that ass, and only he can answer that. But he's, in my estimation, authentic. Look, he got a little aggressive yesterday. I would say that the guys on the team told him to dial it down, and he did. If he gets thrown out of that game, that's a problem. So I'm with you. I think that he's true to himself. Look, I'm the president of his fan club, as I don't know even what he's going to end up being offensively. I agree with Craig Counsell that he's the best defender in the world.
I feel like 2020 is his floor now, though. Like, he's a 2020 guy. I feel pretty comfortable with that being the floor.
I mean, the slug's incredible. I mean, I will tell you this as a play-by-play guy, having done a ton of games here, even before coming to work for the Cubs, you don't see a lot of balls go off that scoreboard in right field. And he faked me out a few times this year, banging a couple of balls midway up the scoreboard that were like no doubters. He's got pop, and pop to a level that I don't know that everybody fully recognized. So, you know, look, there's that. And then I just think the human is really special.
That's what I'm feeling. That I think that this is a kid that's got something really great about him.
Yes.
And I'm like, all right, let's just go be you, man. Like, just I'm here rooting for it. Go be you and do your thing.
Yep. As Pat Murphy in your private meetings in this series lived up to 70 grade funny, I think you gave him, and he thinks he's 80, but you give him 70. Has he lived up to that? Or is he in a serious mode right now?
I don't know that he's been 70. I'm really debating whether I should share what I'm about to share, but I'm going to go ahead and do it.
Yeah!
Get in trouble.
Yeah!
It's just too worth it. So I'm on the phone with my mom.
Yeah.
And mom's all in on the Cubs. And mom watches the games, and she gets anxious. Like, she gets anxious in a way. Just anxious.
That's
she
lovely. Give her Christine's number.
So she is all in. And I'm on the phone with her the other day. And as we're about to get off the phone, she goes, oh, and one more thing. That manager on the other team, I don't like him one bit. That smug look on his face, it's like he's trying to rub Craig's nose in it. It's like every time they cut to him, he's been laughing at the Cubs, and then they cut to him, and he's got that little smile on his face. I don't like it at all. Very, very smug.
So I
hang on.
Sorry.
I knew there was a button on this.
Because I'm me, I'm like, I have to tell Murph this. I'm like, that smug look on your face. So I told him, and he made a video for my mom, just kind of apologizing. And eventually, I share the entire story with Craig. And Craig goes, yeah, you know what the look on his face is? That's what it looks like when you're up four runs.
That's how you get the smug look.
That's how you get the smug look. You're up four runs.
You lead by four. That is beautiful.
We're literally in there like, who do you think you're going to go to in the fifth, and what matchup do you like? And I'm sitting there going, you know, my mom's a little annoyed.
Oh,
that's 80
beautiful.
Grade funny to me. I will Murph's face in a movie. Murph is secret villain guy.
Yeah, no, and he knows it though. Like he's pretty great. I'm a fan, and he and Craig are, you know, still very close. And have you noticed the thing that he does? He got Lockridge yesterday, but when they line up for the pregame introductions, he doesn't shake guys' hands. And the new guys don't know it. So before game one, Vaughn goes out, and he's like, sticks his hand out. And Murph is just looking at him like,
I'll do that.
that's not my thing, man.
And then yesterday he got Lockridge with it. But then the thing that's funny is that the guys that know it, like Yelich, they like whack him in the chest and like try and knock him down.
Oh, see, and Yelich, you're not the only one I've heard this from. We love to hate Yelich, but he's actually like a really nice person.
He's awesome.
He is, right?
Yes. And he gets the whole thing. Like, one of the things that is, he likes it here. He likes the energy. The first time Sal Frelick played center field at Wrigley, he's like, I gave him one piece of advice. He's like, they're going to tell you that they'd like a baseball. Don't give them the baseball because they're going to eventually throw it at you. And Sal's like, yep, got it. Yep, no problem. It's like the fifth inning, and finally after it's just like, Sal, you're the best Boston College first rounder. And he throws him a ball, and then in the sixth, zing, right past his ear. So I can't – yeah, like what I would say to you about Yelich, what I think is so much fun, if you remember – the way Met fans would boo Chipper Jones.
Yes.
It was totally out of respect. Yes. It was simply, please stop hitting homers against us. And that's a lot of what it is with Yelich. That's the ultimate form of fans
totally
booing. It's just like, hey, man, don't hit a homer against us. We're tired of you.
It's like after the Red Sox.
Sports, I love that.
I'm totally with you. After the Red Sox got past the Yankees in 04, they played the season opener at Fenway on a Sunday night, and all the Yankees were introduced and got booed, except Mariano Rivera got cheered. And I was like, oh, hell yeah, because they beat him. They finally beat him.
And Chipper's kid named Shea?
Yes.
Oh, see, look at that.
Yes,
I love that.
That's correct.
That's amazing.
Because I'm a dork, I let him know he probably should have been named the Vet because he actually hit a little better at the Vet.
That's how you roll. Mm-hmm. You're our favorite dork, though. Thanks for swinging by, man.
Yeah, man, absolutely. Let's remember, just stopping by. That's what I wanted to say.
We can put promotions on that. Like, yeah. I don't think that's the weird thing is that you might be playing. I'm not playing. We might get that done for you.
Mm-hmm. We already had a texter who chimed in and says he does engraving. for a living. And he would like to make it for you. I do laser engraving. I will make Boog's nameplate.
Done.
Yeah.
See?
So we don't even need promotions.
What a country this is. It's just so great. I mean, you thought you woke up this morning and you're feeling a little tired, and then the next thing you know, somebody's making a nameplate for you. And it says, just stop and buy.
It's beautiful.
Just stop there as you think about the country. Just
you guys
stop right
hug?
There. Yes.
Always. Always.
How about some of the listeners? A little listener hug?
How about you don't have to do that to Boog.
Hugs!
Hugs are great.
Boog, hugs, not drugs, everybody. Remember that.
I agree. Have an excellent call tonight,
Thank
sir.
You.
That is Boog Shambi. He's our friend, and he's awesome, and we appreciate him. We are going to take a break, and now we're going to talk Bears.
Uh-huh.
We're going to talk about Tyreek Stevenson.
Rawr.
Got feisty. Just
next,
at the right time.
Here on the Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.